streetlight district.
Good morning. On April 5th, 2016, you approved Resolution R00516, which established an election to be held for the proposed Pinetown Sussex County Chapter 95 Street Lighting District on April 29th, 2016, from 12 noon till 6 p.m. at the Pinetown Civic Association Building on Pinetown Road, Lewis, Delaware, with a provision for absentee ballots and appointing me as judge of the election. You also approved the estimated annual billing rate of $66.20 for the proposed district if the election was voted in favor of. The election was held as scheduled on April 29th after notices of the election were posted within the community and a notice of the election was mailed to all owners within the proposed district boundaries as required by Chapter 95 of the Code. I am here today to present the results of the election. In your packet is a copy of the certified election results showing the votes received. It includes a breakdown of votes cast in person and votes cast by absentee ballot. Out of a total of 26 eligible votes, 11 total votes were cast. 7 were in person, 4 were by absentee ballot. Final count revealed the property owners to be in favor of the project with 10 yes votes cast and 1 no vote cast. Based on the affirmative results of the election and in accordance with Chapter 95 of the Code, I would like to ask for your approval of the resolution also provided to you in your packets, establishing the Pinetown Street Lighting District with boundaries being as shown on the map here. Sussex County Tax Map 3344, Parcels 5, 6 through 10, and 12 through 27. Authorizing the county engineer to contract with the Delaware Electric Cooperative to proceed with the installation of 8 Cobra Head LED streetlights, and to also authorize the county finance director to bill the owners of all accessible structures within the district boundaries. Do I have any questions? Anyone?
No, yeah, I do. Vacant lots don't pay?
Correct.
Improved properties only? And for voting, both?
Same.
Just only improved properties could vote?
Exactly.
Okay. And yeah, I mean, it seems 15 people didn't show up, which is more than actually voted.
I had 2 that came in that were not eligible, that were in favor, but they couldn't vote.
Right. Yeah.
And it is by majority of those that actually vote.
Sure. Oh, I know. And it is about $5 a month is basically the cost?
$66.20 a year, so yeah.
Yeah, so about $5.
Any more questions?
Yes, Mr. President. Just real quick. I know you mentioned that empty lots are not participating in the expense of this. Somebody builds. I mean,
they will be included.
And then everybody else gets reduced? I mean, is that how that works out?
Yes.
Okay.
They are checked annually. They're billed annually and checked annually. So.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
Okay. If you would, Mr. Moore, who was going to read the short title, Mr. Moore, you can do that?
And it's resolution number R, a resolution establishing Pinetown proposed street lighting district.
Pleasure, Council. I'll make that motion.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlett. Any questions? Take the vote, Mr. Cole.
I'll vote yes. I mean, the turnout wasn't what I had hoped for, but I think with the cost, which is it's not excessive. But I think the benefits far outweigh the, my reason would be not to vote no. Anyway, I'll vote yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Well, the people have spoken, and who am I to refuse their votes? I will vote yes.
Mr. Wilson?
I'm going to vote yes because the actual turnout was 10-1. So I'll vote yes.
Okay. Also, it's certainly, I think, a betterment for that community, which is a good thing. So I'm going to vote yes, motion carried. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Ms. Jennings, grant requests.
Thank you, Mr. President. The first one is Sussex Academy Odyssey of the Mind Team. They're requesting $6,346.50 or their team to attend the World Finals in Iowa on May 25th through May 29th, 2016. Odyssey of the Mind is a creativity-based problem-solving competition with students ranging from kindergarten to college. Sussex Academy is honored to represent the state of Delaware and their school when they compete against other states and countries at the World Finals. Last grant received was a $1,000 youth grant, and again, this would qualify for a countywide youth grant.
Pleasure, Council.
Move to do the same.
Motion, Mr. Arlette, second.
Second.
Mr. Wilson, second. To grant $1,000 to the Sussex Academy for Odyssey of the Mind team from our countywide youth grant category. Questions on the motion? Take the vote. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlette?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I will get the motion carried. Next.
Okay. Next one is VFW, post number 2931. They are requesting $3,000 for their sixth annual car, truck, and motorcycle show fundraiser. The funds raised will provide scholarships for students of veterans and for students enrolled in the ROTC programs. These scholarships will benefit students from Sussex Central, Sussex Tech, and Cape Henlopen. Last grant received was $600, which was $300 from Ms. Deaver and $300 from Mr. Wilson. And I discussed this with Ms. Deaver, and she's okay with doing the same.
Mr. Wilson?
I make a motion to do that.
Motion, Mr. Wilson. Second, Mr. Cole, to grant $600 to VFW Post 2931 for their fundraiser, being $300 Mrs. Deaver's account and $300 Mr. Wilson's account. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlette?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I will get the motion carried. Opposed to any ordinances? Mr. Moore?
There are none, Mr. President.
Council member comments. Council member comments. Mr. Arlette?
Just waiting on Mr. George there. Mr. Cole, you got anything?
No, sir. I was waiting on Mr. Wilson.
Okay.
Age before beauty.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
two things, Mr. President, real quick, and that was I wanted to share with you, my fellow council members, that I did meet with the Lieutenant Colonel of the Delaware State Police and the Troop Commander for Troop 4 a couple weeks ago, Mr. Lawson, I think it was a couple weeks ago, in my honorary troop commander capacity. Had a conversation with them, shared my thoughts with respect to them coming here. I know I've shared this with others here at the council as well, about them coming here physically and do a presentation, an update of public safety to the public, and they actually have agreed. So moving forward, the Delaware State Police will be coming here before council once a quarter. The plan is to have each troop commander, there are three in the Sussex County, county. So one will take a turn each quarter, and then at the year end, they will do a total summary of public safety as it relates to Delaware State Police here before the council. So I just wanted to share that with you. I'm actually very excited about that. I think it's a good thing for the community. And also for us to, you know, share our thoughts with them, as well as let them know how much we appreciate them publicly. That's number one. Number two, I wanted to find out. I know there was I read an article. It was put out there regarding how there are 55,000 undocumented citizens in the state, and I'm wondering how many there might be in this county. And I don't know if there's any way to even find out from the state if there is a method or an opportunity for us to find out how many undocumented residents might be in this county. So I'm just wondering, as it referenced to the article from the reporter who reported that. So I just wanted to
know how it is.
I haven't seen the article. Was that referencing a particular agency that stated that number?
It was on Delaware 105.9's website. Reporter John Butler, I think it was. Had an audio of the governor's cabinet member who stated in the audio that there were 55,000 undocumented citizens, which is a massive amount. I mean, that's almost 6% of this population based on a 2014 census as undocumented. So I'm just wondering how many might be here in Sussex County.
We can certainly
as relates to that number.
I would guess we could ask the cabinet secretary where the information came from. And
there you go.
Sure. Anything else, sir?
Is that the number that's under?
Mr. Wilson, do you have anything?
Is that the number that's under 18?
That's the audio said undocumented. Didn't give an age. It just said undocumented citizens in the state of Delaware, which is almost 6% of this population, which is massive. Which I am told is more than 30% above the national average.
More comments from council?
Which in turn
Mr. Wilson.
Which in turn does not really pay school taxes. and why our school taxes are high.
That's a possibility.
That's a possible question.
Yeah.
Well, it's important.
Anything else from council?
Spend money.
Okay, we'll entertain a motion to go into executive session for personnel, pending litigation, and land acquisition.
So moved, Mr. President.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second. Mr. Arlett. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I will yes, motion carry. We're now in executive session for those items.